Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Episode numero dos. We're at it again, guys. Like I said, I don't really know what to start or where to really go, so I'm just going and letting it flow. Which brings me to my next topic. And this one, I feel it's pretty important. I mean, not only just to me, but it could be important to somebody else as well, too, that may like it. I mean, I like it. I enjoy it. But the topic I want to bring up is flow. Your flow. And just going with it. Just going with your flow. Everybody's flow is going to be unique to their own life. Nobody's going to have the same flow. But your flows may interact with somebody else's. Your flow may lead you to somebody else's flow, and y'all may clash together, and y'all may end up going down the same flow together. But not necessarily will y'all always flow together. Kind of like always go together. But not necessarily will y'all always flow together, because a lot of times the ones you run into, they're put into your flow to kind of show you another path or show you something different. Either take a lesson from it or a blessing from it. For whatever it may be, it could be a person, a thing, a moment. I mean, there's so many different things that your flow could lead you into another flow, and it combined y'all's flow. And it's truly amazing when you don't worry about things that you can't physically change. If you're worrying about it so hard, you can't physically change it. Just let it flow. Let life take its course. Don't try to dictate it. Because whenever you try to dictate your life or try to choose its course for you, things start getting a little crazy, because you may have ruined your own blessing. Like, you may have veered off course from your flow because you decided to go, well, let me try this way, because you took somebody's advice. Oh, you should go this flow. You should do this way. You should do this, this, and that. Taking somebody's advice on how your flow should go and letting that change you, letting that change your flow, change your path, that can be a devastating thing to your flow and where you end up. That little moment could have been a big moment. And it may not have happened that day. It may not have happened right away, but a few months down the road, or even a year down the road, if you would have went down this other flow, this other path, instead of taking somebody's advice, so maybe somebody close to you, your friend, mom, dad, somebody that you really listen to, and you told them about your dream, or you told them about this flow that you're going on, or this journey that you're taking, trying something different, and then they kind of just hit you with a little bit of negativity, and it kind of shoots you down a little bit. Oh, I don't think you should do that. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, this is blah, 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 blah. They kind of hit you with all that negative input when you're so positive about it. And hearing that, I know you understand that type of energy can affect your flow, can affect where you go, because it changes your attitude. And if you change the attitude of your flow, all that's going to bring, all you're going to allow to be shown to you is going to be negativity, a negative flow. That's what's going to be brought out to you. But if you are blinded, you put those blinders on to negativity, to hate, to friends and family that just don't support you, that don't support your dreams, don't support your flow, that's when your flow ventures off. That's when your flow is no longer flowing alongside someone else's. Your flow is taking you on another journey, and it's showing you who belongs and who doesn't. Listen to your flow and see where you go.
What's going on, everybody? It's Sin. Here just to give a quick message about altering your mindset from negative to positive. And in order to do that, you really have to look at the things that you see, and that plays a big important role in your social media. When it comes to your social media accounts and the things that you follow, the things that pop up on your feed, now these things make you feel a certain way. They attack your feelings. And when they attack your feelings, they alter your mindset because you feel a certain way about it. Now, one thing you gotta understand that the world doesn't go off of feelings. This world runs off of your mindset, the way that you think, the way that you think and understand yourself. So if you want to alter your mindset, you have to alter the way you think, because your thoughts are the most powerful thing that can alter your life. Because if you think a certain way, if you think negative about a lot of things, and you think about talking down on people or just anything that has negativity tied to it, it's not a good thing. As far as if you want to change your mindset to positivity, you just feel like you're in a rut, like you're just in this stuck position and don't know which way to go or what way to take it. Let me tell you something. You are the most powerful being in the universe. None of us are alike. None of us are the same. We all have our journey to learn about ourselves, to learn to love, and just taking in new knowledge every day. That's the meaning of life. Taking in knowledge, learning something new every day, and being happy with the things that you currently possess. Because you got to understand that what you have, there's somebody looking at you like, man, I wish I had those things. And then there's you like, man, I wish I had nice cars that this famous person has, or all that. Social media is a lie. Social media isn't what you should base your life on. All that is manipulative. It's designed to make you feel a certain way, to make you feel like you should have those nice cars, or have all this jewelry, or big houses, and yada, yada, yada. But you gotta understand that you are the powerful. You are an amazing creation. And once you understand who you truly are, and learn to accept who you are, then you'll truly be happy with the life that you live. Because until then, you're never going to be satisfied. You're always going to feel like you're searching. You're searching for what it is you're here to do. I can tell you, what it is you're here to do is to figure out who you are, to understand who you are, to embrace who you are, and never let anybody or anything change your mind to think differently about who you are. That's honestly the true way to be happy. So do what makes you happy, and believe in things that make you happy, because what you put out into this universe is what you're gonna get back. Energy is so important. So here's something to never forget. Through every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. And even if that silver lining is very, very thin, or barely even noticeable, but if you notice that silver lining, that little bit of positivity in the negative, that's what you go off of. That's what you build up, not the negative. So we got two wolves inside our head, two creatures inside our head. You got negativity and positivity. Whichever one you feed is the one that's going to prosper in you. Feed the right creature.